News Talk Breakfast with Anton Savage.
In association with AIR.
Dr. Mike Ryan, former executive director of the World Health Organization, will be at this year's McGill Summer School discussing the New World Disorder and Ireland's role in the world in uncertain and fragmented times. He's with us now on the line. Good morning to you, Mike.
Good morning.
Mike, look, my first question to you is the one I actually wanted to ask you. Since you left the WHO and you left their executive leadership team, based on the fact there was a funding crisis initiated by the US withdrawal of funding, did Donald Trump end up costing you and some of your colleagues your jobs?
Certainly, there's been a huge cut in funding, not just from the US, but from many other sources over the last couple of years. And that did result in a lot of people at WHO losing their jobs. I don't count myself in that group. I had planned to leave WHO a number of times and had stayed on for various reasons because of crises. So it was time for me to go. And my departure has nothing to do with Donald Trump.
Okay, well, that answers that, because I just felt bad for you if that had been the case. I can rest a little more easily now. But Mike, you're talking about the New World Disorder at this particular conference. What is the world disorder and what role does Ireland play in it?
Well, I think we are, you know, we're in uncertain times, but times have always been uncertain. With the various world wars, and we've had great challenges as a people over many, many centuries. Nothing is new about the challenges and the risks we face. But I think it's the fact that it's so chaotic and it's so unpredictable at the moment on a global scale. Ireland is doing well. We've developed socially, we've developed culturally, we've developed economically, but we're in a world that's very chaotic. We're in a world where it's very hard to predict what's going to happen in the future with the climate, with pandemics, with wars, with economics. And we have to prepare ourselves for that and be resilient and be fleet-footed and be able to deal with those uncertainties as we go forward.
Ireland has always prided itself on being able to represent others on the global stage, whether that was supporting famine victims or, you know, giving a voice to the voiceless. And we've always tried to do that as a nation. Are we still doing that, particularly when the world is more fractious?
I think we are. I mean, we only have to look at the role that our non-governmental organisations, NGOs, play in the world. Irish people themselves individually play in so many organisations, be they UN or MSF or Red Cross or so many other organisations. We punch well above our weight in terms of our assistance to others. The Irish government is one of the few governments in the world that's bucking the trend and actually increasing our international aid. And for that, you know, they and we, I suppose, deserve credit for that. But it's a drop in an ocean of a funding vacuum that's emerging. We need to realize in a way that we're now living in the land of the bully. We're living in a land where there are huge tectonic forces at play in the world. And we're only a small nation within that. And we have to find the alliances that will help us continue to be the nation we think we want to be. We're small and we can't fight the big guys, but what we can do is ally ourselves and work with other nations who are like-minded and form the kind of alliances that aren't military, the kind of alliances that aren't based on domination, but the kind of alliances that are based on sustainability and inclusion and, you know, working with other nations who possess the same values that we have. It's time for us to reach out and find those kind of partners, not just economic partners.
But we would have always said traditionally that would have been the United States, that while we were part of the European Union, we had more than a soft spot for the US because of the number of Irish people who were there. I mean, that door, because of the current administration, seems to have been closed. Do you think it'll ever open again?
You know, it's revolving doors. Doors open, doors close. It's never as bad as you think. It's never as good as you hope. We've always had a strong relationship with the United States, and we will continue to have that relationship. I see it in science. I see it in the work I do. I have so many colleagues in the US who drive and innovate and make science happen. The politics of the given day have a massive impact. They're having a huge impact at the moment. But that will pass. This too will pass. And we need to be ready. And we need to be able to continue in our current vein. But we also need to be ready to take advantage of any opportunities that come, but also to manage those risks. The sky is not falling in. But at the same time, there are real challenges out there for us. at the moment. And we also need to address the issues within our own, with our own country. We're not just looking outward. We're in a little bit of danger of being so focused outwardly on being good citizens globally that maybe we're not being such good citizens at home.
How
in
so?
Terms of how we treat people. Well, people who are homeless, the fact that there are children who are homeless in this country is an abomination. How we treat migrants, how we deal with society in general, how we're dealing with the mental health crisis. So there's business we can do at home that doesn't require anyone else outside to do our business for us.
There is a phrase, Mike, that is thrown around a lot, definitely on social media, and it started to creep into more traditional media as well, is that we're all at risk of going woke. For me, if someone's described someone as woke, it means that they're willing to stand up for other individuals and have principles. But others will say going woke is a bad thing. That phrase has crept in. It describes a lot of the things you've talked about internally in this country, that, we're going woke on asylum seekers, we're going woke on handouts, we're going woke on this. Is there such a thing as going woke?
There isn't. Look, society, in my view, is judged by how do we treat those who have least? How do we treat those who are in trouble? How do we treat those who need help? Because you know what? Sometimes we might need that help. This is about a society that cooperates. Unfortunately, when way back in Neolithic times when we were building stone circles, we had to cooperate as people because we could not survive without cooperation. With the advent of our current economic system, it's more about competition than cooperation. And I'll stand for cooperation any day of the week. People could call me woke, call people who speak like me woke, but the reality is cooperation is a much better long-term strategy for the survival of this planet, for the survival of our civilization, and for the survival of Ireland. Mm.
The funny thing, Mike, and we spoke before during COVID when you were very much fighting the good fight on behalf of the WHO, and we would have been inundated with text messages and messages on social media about vaccines and so on. And I guarantee, I'm not looking at the screen, but I guarantee you we're getting messages now about COVID vaccines and everything else, even though the COVID vaccine has been proven to be one of the most successful things this century in terms of public health. Do you still get a lot of that? I mean, does Mike Ryan get a lot of abuse for the work that you did in the WHO and arguably the millions of lives that have been improved by the vaccines that were there under your tenure?
No, I mean, I've had my fair share. It's an open world and people are free to speak as they speak, and social media can be a fairly toxic environment. But I have to say that the vast, vast, vast majority of people that I've met in Ireland since I've left have just expressed a sense of recognition that the work was done and are thankful for the work that was done. They recognize that nothing is perfect. They recognize there are things that frustrated them. And occasionally they have strong questions for me, and I'm willing to engage and have those conversations. But I've been very pleasantly surprised with the way Irish people have reacted to me since I've come home.
Okay, well, Mike, enjoy your time home and enjoy the McGill Summer School, where you will be speaking over the course of the next few days. Thanks very much for joining us. Dr. Mike Ryan there, former Executive Director General of the World Health Organization.
News Talk Breakfast with Anton Savage.
In association with AIR.
Weekday mornings at 7. News Talk. Conversation that counts.